Jersey's Rad Radio, 95.9 The Rad. And today's no sweat news for STP called Bush tickets on tomorrow's quiz.
Alrighty.
Here you go. Dateline, Louisiana for story number two. Christian Palacios of Thibodeau, Louisiana, had a very important question on his mind on Monday, and he called 911 to ask the police, hey, do I have any outstanding warrants?
Ah, that's true.
I can't get in touch with my lawyer, and, you know, do I have any? And the police, gladly, the good news was he did not have outstanding warrants.
Excellent.
Sadly, however, the police went to his place to arrest him for misuse of 911.
Oh, come on. Wait a second.
Apparently.
That's an overreaction.
He's looking at a fine and maybe 30 days in jail because he called 911 for a frivolous reason. The look of dumbfoundness on your face is classic.
Well, I mean, that's we should have cameras. Little bit, I don't know.
A little overreaction?
Yeah, he's, okay, he's kind of,
perhaps.
He's sort of a dim guy, but
perhaps.
Do you actually need to arrest the dim guy? He was doing the right thing. He was just making sure he doesn't have any warrants.
No, no.
He figures 911 will connect me with the cops.
We don't necessarily know if he was doing the right thing. Perhaps he was getting ready to commit another crime, and he wanted to know if he got caught, would there be outstanding warrants, or et cetera, et cetera. I don't know what his motives were. I just know that it's pretty hilarious. And it's Dateline Australia for story number two. Cops in Queensland are looking for a very specific group of guys who live-streamed a recent B&E they committed.
Uh-oh.
Only thing is, they didn't know that they live-streamed it. See, they broke into some Amazon storage shed, and one of the things they stole was their surveillance equipment.
Yeah.
The thing is, they didn't realize that the cameras and equipment were actually in use, and thanks to battery backup, the cameras continued to say send live video back to the shed owner's mobile phone.
Oh, jeez.
Not only that, the cameras went with them back to their home base, where they caught the guys sitting around doing lines of cocaine.
Oh! Well, listen, if you're going to rob a place, you're going to have a little celebration.
A little celebratory.
You're going to have a little party afterwards.
So double busted. Police got clear shots of where they went, plus footage of them doing drugs. One of the guys been picked up, and it's just a matter of time for the others.
Oh, jeez.
Next time, don't steal the cameras.
Yeah. Okay. I would avoid trying to steal any sort of surveillance equipment.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me.
Now, our third and final story for the day and final for the week, the greatest first date story of all time.
All right.
Some guy stole his first date's car and then used it to go on another date.
This guy's a real go-getter.
Woman in Memphis, Faith Pooh, Saturday night she went out on a date with Kelton Griffin. She knew from back in high school. He had texted her out of the blue, asked her out, and she said yes. But he showed up without a car, so she drove the Volvo that she owned. And when she stopped for gas, he said, hey, would you mind running inside and grabbing me a cigar? To which she obliged. When she was inside, zoom away goes the Volvo. That would make the story a Hall of Fame first date story, I mean, just as it is.
What, like, how do you not expect to get caught?
But Kelton decided to make the story one better. When he stole the car, he drove her to some other girl's house, took her out in the Volvo to a drive-in movie theater.
Oh, that's hysterical. This guy is a lunatic.
This guy is a classic. Faith and the cops were able to use GPS to track the car down at the drive-in movie theater, where the other woman said, yeah, not for nothing, but he made me pay.
This guy is class personified, let me tell you, ladies.
Gots, you got some work to do, pal.
Holy cow.
All right? Thought you were the biggest scumbag on the earth, but no.
This guy is something else.
This guy in Memphis by the name of Kelton Griffin, he is now the No Sweat News first date hero.
I mean, how did he expect to get away with stealing the car? She knew his identity.
Hey, listen, police, can you give me a few minutes? I'm about to make my move on this chick, okay?
It's really, really, really bad.
That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we do the quiz. We'll see you then. Hey.